I promised you last week we would try to get into long-term care issues. We didn't have time. So I put it off to today, and thankfully we have some time. We haven't had as many calls as we had last week, and so therefore we have some time to get into this. Let me touch upon this, and this one's going to go forward for a week or more, because long-term care is, when you think about it, it seems like a real simple thing. You have somebody, they get older, they can't stay at home anymore, they need someone to come in and give them care at their home, or they need to go to an assisted living facility, or God forbid they have to go to a skilled nursing facility, what we call a SNF. This is a terrible, tragic time. Or what they often will do is they are going to rely on somebody else in the family to take care of them. It always ends up landing on the woman's lap. The female is always the caregiver. And you know what happens? That female caregiver ends up losing their life by trying to help the older person maintain theirs. For every year that a female caregiver gives to somebody in their family, they usually end up losing 2 to 3 years off their own life expectancy. And I can tell you this right from personal experience. I can tell you from the number of people that I've seen who have tried to take care of their parents, and it's always the female, they age dramatically. Even in a year, you can see them aging 3 or 4 years. They get gray hair, their faces get taunt. It's stressful work, and it's not something that you should put on your daughters. So you should be thinking in terms of alternatives to that. But unfortunately, those alternatives are darn right expensive. Here's a couple of facts for you. 50% of Americans are going to find themselves in a long-term care facility for at least some portion of their senior years. That's 50%. 50, 1 in 2. I don't think I can emphasize that any more than that. Another fact. Today, here in San Luis Obispo County, the average long-term care cost, even for substantial at-home care, the average long-term care cost is about $6,000 per month. And it's more if the patient has to be in an Alzheimer's facility, to a lockdown facility, to prevent them from escaping and then hurting themselves. And I have lots of horror stories about that, too. You know, people who have dementia who walk away and never come back. One story of a client whose father, they didn't think he was in all that bad a shape. He got in his car, and he was found an hour and a half away, almost 90 miles from his home, totally lost, bewildered. He had no idea where he was. He was just driving from the store to his house. He took a wrong turn, and he kept driving. And he was pulled over for erratic driving behavior, and then the police finally contacted his family. And he was just mentally, he wasn't able to do that. So the fact is, today in San Luis Obispo, the cost is about $6,000 a month. That's $72,000 per year. Here's another fact for you. Medicare does not cover long-term care costs. It only covers medical costs such as surgery, doctors, and prescriptions. Medi-Cal will cover long-term care costs, but only if you are in a skilled nursing facility. A skilled nursing facility is a hospital-like environment. And they are skilled nurses. They are true nurses. We call them skilled nursing facilities. We call them SNFs for a reason. Because if you've ever been in a skilled nursing facility, you know what it smells like. And that's why we call it a SNF. As we live longer, it is more likely that we're going to need some residential care to help with various aspects of daily living. If you're in a skilled nursing facility, the costs are exorbitant. Medi-Cal only covers those costs once you've wiped out all of your assets. And they expect you to pay those costs out of your assets. So the question we always ask people first off is, if something happens to you and you are in need of some kind of long-term care, whether it's an assisted living facility or it's a skilled nursing facility or somebody coming in and providing at-home care, which asset are you going to liquidate first in order to pay for it? Because the cost is going to be somewhere between $4,000 and $8,000 a month, with the average being $6,000 a month, $72,000 a year. How are you going to pay for it? That is a lot of money, especially if your family only makes $50,000, $75,000, $100,000 a year. It'll destroy your retirement assets very quickly if that happens. And if it happens to the male part of the family, it can destroy all those assets so that the woman who's left behind, because the women always live longer than the guys do, because that's just the way it is, the woman who's left behind has no assets left on which to live. So then they have to resort to living on Social Security. It's not a good thing to do to your wife, and it certainly isn't a good thing to do to your wife to make them carry you, pick you up out of bathtubs, feed you, bathe you, all those other things, clean you up after you've made... That's not something you should do to a person that you love. The problem is if you don't do that to the person that you love and make them take care of you, that means somebody else has to, and they are going to charge you for it. And it is not cheap. As we live longer, it's likely that we're going to need some residential care to help with various aspects of daily living. Nursing home costs are rising faster than medical care costs. Medical care costs are rising at 5 to 7% per year. With more baby boomers becoming seniors, demand for these services will, if anything, continue to increase, which means that the cost will continue to rise. Long-term care insurance removes much of the financial burden. So this is the case that we're at. And if you have stories about your parents or somebody else's parents that you would like to share with us on the radio, or if you have questions about long-term care, how to get connected to it, how to find less expensive routes, I'm more than willing to field those questions here on the radio. The numbers are 543-8830 or 1-800-549-5832. This is Wealth Health Radio. My name is John Berger. I am a certified financial planner, practitioner, and wealth coach here in San Luis Obispo. My company's name is Altus Wealth Solutions.